There's a viral video floating around out there. I'll just tell you about this as a quick aside. Telling you to, you know, wash your vegetables with soap and water, don't do that. This video from a Michigan doctor, Dr. Jeffrey Van Wingen, has been seen more than 16.5 million times over the last couple of weeks. But others calling him out saying, we've known for 60 years there is a toxicity issue about consuming household dish soap. Dish soap, it's not what you have for breakfast. That comes from Benjamin Chapman, professor of food safety at North Carolina State University. Drinking dish soap or eating it can lead to nausea, upset stomach, not a compound that our stomach is really built to deal with. So the idea that this doctor is setting it out there, anyhow. Don't do that. Use common sense. Just rinse your vegetables the way you normally would and continue your social distancing and do all of the things you need to do to keep your family safe. My next guest, Chairwoman Ronna McDaniel, did some social distancing, and I think she's doing better. Ronna, welcome back to the program.
Wonderful to be with you, Steve. Yes, I am doing much better. Thank you.
Good to hear that. We're hearing more people that we know. Obviously, we're going to know people that get sick. Many of us are going to know somebody who doesn't make it through all of this for one reason or another because of the numbers we're seeing. And we're about a week or maybe 2 weeks away from this getting to the worst point, potentially. Now, I say that, but every Monday seems to bring us new information. What are you hearing? What are you thinking?
Well, I think the fact that we've expanded the testing in the United States so rapidly means we're going to obviously see more cases. We hit 1 million yesterday. And the private sector has really stepped in to help expand to a degree where we have more tests done than any other country in the world. But listen, it's a global pandemic. It's a natural disaster that hit the entire world at one time. And we're functioning together at the federal, state, and local level to ramp up production of masks, ventilators. We have to applaud our healthcare professionals who are working around the clock, saving lives. I mean, this is something we've never seen.
Yeah, for sure. And we're seeing companies step up from Raytheon to MyPillow to Abbott Labs and everything in between to step up to make masks, personal protective equipment, to make ventilators. And with Abbott Labs, it's a brand new test. The president unveiled it in the Rose Garden yesterday. It can show results of whether or not you're COVID-19 positive within minutes. I mean, this is a huge breakthrough.
It's a huge breakthrough. And then you have companies like Ford in Michigan that announced yesterday that they're going to produce 50,000 ventilators in 100 days. You saw the president say yesterday that they have 1,000 ventilators that are being sent out. 400 are coming to Michigan on top of the 100,000 N95 masks. I mean, it's everybody on deck. This is a time where we shed the partisanship. We come together. We unite. Michigan is a state that's on the rise, and it's going to get worse here. And we all have to recognize the role that we play in following the orders, stay home, social distance, go out when it's necessary, wash your hands, and make sure we take care of those that we love.
Yeah, absolutely true. Looking at where this virus came from, more and more indications are the Chinese lied about the virus initially. We know that the World Health Organization telling the world, parroting the Chinese line, as late as February the 14th, that it was not contagious at all, was this disease. We know better, of course. The Chinese refused help from the Trump administration, the Centers for Disease Control, flat out refused. And so there comes a time when we're going to have to look back at this and say, what did we do that we could do differently? And I think, Ronald, one of the things we're going to find is we need to make sure that our pharmaceuticals have a straight line back to the United States. We need to find that our key protective gear has a supply chain to the United States. The Made in America label, the Made in Michigan label, all of those are going to mean more going forward than they ever have before.
Yeah, and these are things, Steve, that President Trump ran on. And it does seem like he was ahead of his time. I mean, he said we should not have our supply chains in China as a candidate. He said we should not be running this carry deficit. And he was very tough with China. And he said it was a national security issue that we have so much of our manufacturing and supplies being done in China. And he was right. And I think now, looking back, we recognize that this is something that's pivotal for the national security of our country. Beyond that, when he closed travel to China or from China in January, when Democrats were focusing on impeachment, the president declared it a public health emergency and stopped travel. Many on the other side called that racist and xenophobic. Dr. Fauci has said that that absolutely stopped the spread in this country from coming as early as January and February. And now we're dealing with it in a time where we can ramp up supplies and deal with this and hopefully flatten the curve.
Well, in fact, the president was mocked for closing travel from China at the end of January. He was mocked, as you say, called xenophobic. And so with Ron McDaniel here, the chair of the RNC, and you saw people like Nancy Pelosi out in Chinatown in San Francisco celebrating big get-togethers in the ends of February. You saw Mayor de Blasio saying nothing to worry about in the early parts of March and then turning around and screaming that it's the president's fault. Now, wait a second. Here you are continuing to promote get-togethers and gatherings and don't worry about it. And then when it's not that way and the president has a task force that he's put together, you scream at the president. I don't think that's fair. I don't think you can have it both ways.
Yeah, I think there's a ramp up that everybody's dealing with. And of course, we're not going to have the supply chain for the whole world when a pandemic like this hits. So it's how do we gear up? How do you engage the private sector? How do you relax regulations that are preventing hospitals from allowing more beds? And all those things are happening with partnerships across the country. And this finger pointing that we see from some Democrats who either ran for president, who are, you know, trying to be VP or things across the country, they're doing it for partisan reasons. And you see Nancy Pelosi on Sunday say that the president costs lives. I think that's very shameful rhetoric. That's not what this country needs right now. She's the one who delayed the CARE Act, along with Gary Peters in our state, who delayed the CARE Act to get vital help to our workers.
It's absolutely shameful because they wanted their socialist wish list on the backs. I mean, you know, the Kennedy senator getting $25 million. How many masks would that buy? Is that really the most critical thing you need right now? Subsidies for solar and wind. That's really what you need right now, honestly. I mean the behavior
reforms.
Is shameless.
I mean, everything was about election reforms. And you're seeing governors do this across the country. They're using the virus to put these election reforms in, like ballot harvesting and same-day registration. None of that has to do with the virus. Most governors are delaying their elections because even if you put these reforms in, you're still having people come in to count mail-in ballots. You're still putting people at risk. But Indiana and Ohio, they've delayed their elections to past May to June because they don't want to even bring people into close contact to count the results.
That was no concern here in Michigan, your home state, you know. Went to the polls and then that same night declared an emergency. How convenient. It seems unusual, to say the least. Ron, I'll give you the last word here. The ballot harvesting, the changes in government, those are the biggest fears for many of us after we come out of this, because we will come out of this. I'll give you 30 seconds for the last word.
We will come out of this, and right now we want everyone to succeed. We want Michigan to succeed. This is an unprecedented time in our country. We're all dealing with this together, and just pray for each other, and let's do all we can to mitigate this virus.
Ronna McDaniel, chairwoman of the Republican National Committee. Ronna, always appreciate it. Keep your head down, stay safe, and we'll talk soon.
Thanks, Steve.
There you have it. Ronna McDaniel, everybody. Liz Peek from Fox News, straight ahead here in the No Panic Zone. Don't go anywhere. It's the Steve River Show.
Protecting Michigan's waters is critically important, and so is providing the energy that fuels Michigan's quality of life. A tunnel for Line 5 is the right solution. This underground concrete tunnel housing Line 5, deep under the Straits of Mackinac, means multiple layers of protection and virtually no chance of a leak into the Great Lakes. It also eliminates the possibility of an anchor strike, and it means no interruption to the energy that Michigan needs. Learn more at Enbridge.com/Line5Tunnel.
When it comes to planning for your future, you want an advisor who understands your Christian values. Ameriprise Financial Advisor Craig Stiles offers financial planning based on biblical principles. He can help you plan for your goals in a way that is consistent with your faith. Call Craig Stiles today at 517-483-4893. Office is located at 2400 Lake Lansing Road, Suite B, Lansing, Michigan, 48912. Ameriprise Financial provides financial services without regard to religious affiliation or cultural background. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, the most powerful voice for business in Michigan.
I'm Jim Holcomb, Executive Vice President of the Michigan Chamber of Commerce. To say that we are in challenging times is an understatement. Employers and employees are struggling through no fault of their own. But in Michigan, we're tough and we're determined to get through this temporary situation. At the Michigan Chamber, we are working with policymakers at all levels of government to provide the necessary resources for business. We've assembled a coronavirus toolkit at michamber.com. We're providing factual information on unemployment benefits, financial relief resources, and guidance for employers and employees to stay safe. It's clear the business community is leading the way. They're protecting their employees. They're protecting their communities, and they're keeping Michigan economy strong. We'll get through this together. I'm Jim Holcomb from the Michigan Chamber of Commerce.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, moving Michigan